Mount Forest, Martin and Cork Street residents are asking council to reconsider a future cluster townhouse development that proposes building several townhouses a meter outside their backyards. At a public meeting in Wellington North Monday afternoon, neighboring residents of a future development shared their issues with the proposal, which will see 7 street townhouses and 27 cluster townhouse units built on a vacant lot on 9453 Highway 6, south of Mount Forest. While the public meeting was to change the minimum side yard requirement from 6 to 1.2 meters and the distance between the townhouses themselves from 3 to 2.4 meters, some took it as a chance to reiterate their concerns about traffic and housing volumes. When we retired, we came to a community that we thought was small and quiet, and all of a sudden we're going to have all of this massive construction, said Monica Dryden, during the meeting. A lot of the houses on the northern part of Martin Street will be backing onto it, and it just seems like it's going to be really congested and packed in there. With close to 8 homes per acre, the plan proposes 6 blocks across 3.95 acres, with a private street, as well as a stormwater pond and a neighboring amenity area. There will be lots of trucks and noise, and we will be boxed in if all construction starts at the same time, said Dryden, who also wrote a letter to council with her husband, John. That's a concern because where we live, we have to have at least one exit in and out. John also shared his fears about the development's future snow management location, but said his feelings seemed moot because the subdivision itself was already approved. There is already moisture in that area in the spring. How much worse will it be if they put all their snow from the private roads there too, said John. That's going to affect every house in behind the development. Town. Penny Rankin shared Monica's concerns about current residents and the impact on them considering their close proximity to future development. The integrity and character of the existing neighborhood is going to be changed forever. It's not going to be the same, said Rankin. Even though the number of units that are going to be built conforms with the bylaw, the dedicated space for the side yards and between the units will certainly not conform to the existing neighbors. According to Matt Doust, senior planner, the proposed setback of 1.2 meters is consistent with a number of neighboring municipalities, and this minor variance application occurred because cluster townhouse developments are still new to Wellington North. But Rankin didn't feel that a variance to deprive both existing neighbors and the new unit's future inhabitants of their personal space was necessary. I'm not too pleased that we're having to go by what other municipalities do, said Rankin. We're Wellington North and should be able to set a precedent. Town. Steve McCabe was also reluctant to voice his support. What other municipalities do, I don't really think that holds much water with me, I'll be honest with you, said McCabe, during the meeting. But if we can do something with that spacing, get closer to the 6 meters instead of the 1.2, I'd be more favorable to it. A decision will be made at a future meeting. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.